Don't you feel like our democracy's not dealing like we used to see?
It's news to me, some choose to be enabling this mockery.
It's human and it's history.
Communication is the key.
Now come on, you can talk to me. So what do we do?
Hello, and welcome to So What Do We Do special turbo episode.
Yeah, we're moving fast because, gosh, things are moving fast. And this is all about, you know, taking a little bit of time to slow down and figure out what the heck is happening and what we're going to do about it. But sometimes it happens fast.
It absolutely does. If you're new, my name is Angela, LaAngelaser, and we are So What Do We Do, a podcast where we tell you about the news a little bit and also have some fun.
Yeah, in equal measure, sometimes more fun than news. And I think that's what it's going to be today.
Good news. And that's Storm on the ones and twos over there. I don't know what being on the ones and twos means, but...
I was figuring I would introduce myself on the next podcast. You know, we have to leave some suspense in there.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So, Storm, I don't know if you can tell, but right now I'm sitting on a bed, and the bed also has two kittens on it.
Oh, you know what? I can tell that.
Yeah.
I have that ability, sort of like in that one Batman movie where they had all the phones hooked up, and it could paint a picture of what's actually happening in the room. My ears just kind of do that.
Oh, so you have Batman radar?
Yeah, I've got Batnar. It's pretty great.
That's convenient.
Sometimes I forget I have it, but it comes in handy. Kittens.
Yeah.
So
I'm staying with the Bedells, Rachel Bedell, one of my very best friends, and her husband Christopher, who makes games and stuff. I think you've met.
Oh yeah, they're mighty swell. I'm going to be visiting with them probably pretty soon.
That's awesome. Well, they're fostering kittens right now, and it's very cute.
No,
it's probably the best thing ever right now.
You know what?
I think Tango is on the bed.
We should just stop right there. I think we're not getting better than fostering kittens.
We should have the kittens do the podcast.
You know, Mrs. Storm is actually, there's a kitten academy at the animal shelter where she volunteers on the weekend, and she's getting trained to literally rescue kittens.
Oh, yeah. Y'all definitely need like 6 or 8 more cats in your house, I think.
You know Mrs. Storm listens to this podcast, and I'm not very happy with you right now.
Oh, no. As long as they're all orange and yellow, or orange and white, I feel like you can have as many cats as you want, because it basically still counts as one cat, right?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. It's certainly how Mrs. Storm would put it, yes.
All right, excellent. Well, let's do a little bit of the news, and I have some interesting facts, and then I have to go. But we're going to do a fast, wonderful podcast, because we don't want to ever stop.
No, we're not going to stop ever because the world keeps turning.
Mm-hmm.
I just have 3 general blocks, and I'm simply not going to sugarcoat it today with the clever titles or nothing.
Okay.
The first block is simply titled White Nationalism.
Well, there you go.
And it's just crazy pants that's actually something that you can say without people saying you're nuts.
Yeah.
This is a very quick summary of what happened just since last week. Last week, I believe, was right in the wake of Charlottesville.
Okay.
And the things I have are that Trump has doubled down. He simply kept digging it harder. Bannon has been evicted from the White House.
Yeah.
Not really because of Trump's behavior and the white nationalism, which Bannon certainly was a chief proponent. He still has Gorka and Stephen Miller, among others, who are from that camp.
Mm-hmm.
But that happened under this general heading. Paul Ryan and influential GOP members are still beyond complicit with this.
Jeez.
And Ryan himself characterized Trump's reaction to Charlottesville as, he messed up. He messed up. There is nothing wrong with what he was saying. He just kind of pooched the messaging, which is kind of a common theme anymore on the right. And the last one I have for this is Statue Fury, that it has opened up this, I won't say a race war, not there yet, but that there's now this argument, not argument, but a discussion that really has been dormant, I think, since the late 19th century about confronting this country's racial history. and the mythology of the South, and it's causing a lot of very deep emotions, and it's playing out even as we speak. So that's a whole lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can kittens rescue us? What gets us out of this dark place, Angelazer?
Well, I had another option, but this cat that is wandering around this room right now has told me about a few things that he finds interesting that I feel are worth noting. For example, this USB cable that's holding my microphone in is fascinating. So that's a thing we could all think about. This plastic bag that I just had to take away from this cat is also fascinating. Oh my gosh. And also the door. Can you still hear me, Storm? Because I also have some interesting science facts.
I can hear you somewhat. I got the concepts of cat and I think USB and door. The cat is discovering things. That's what I'm getting out of
this. Yeah, the cat is thinking that maybe he is more exciting than this podcast, which I don't think that... I think it's probably a draw. What's that?
We're a rocket on a roller coaster on the moon. That's this podcast. So that cat can shove it.
Okay. Well, while this cat plays with this plastic bag, why don't you give us another block of news, and then I'll tell you some more science.
Okay. I like science.
Okay.
Okay. This is under the heading Breaking Bad, Continued Breakdown of Governing Bodies. And by breakdown, I mean the intentional dismantling thereof.
Okay.
And this is happening in a few different ways. One is the attrition that I think I mentioned or we talked about last year, where they're just letting stuff go. But actively, in the wake of Charlottesville, a number of councils have either, most of them disbanded themselves, the Arts Council, the Business Council, the Infrastructure Council, all of them just no longer exist. On top of that, a sampling of other things happening, the National Climate Assessment Panel, which is tasked with basically saying, okay, what does this country, our nation, need to know and be prepared for because the climate is changing? That's gone now, too. And the final heading in this Breaking Bad section is a headline, which is, the White House's secretiveness is getting so bad it's probably illegal. Mm-hmm. And this actually has to do with the fact that they're not sharing information about who is meeting with them at the White House, let alone at Mar-a-Lago or any other place where Trump is conducting business. Basically, there's no visibility. We're hearing some of the things that are happening, but there's so much more that we simply don't know about. So that's not good. And
no.
And I think that goes beyond if Trump were deposed tomorrow, which I'm not counting on, that it has been a mission on the right to do exactly this, which is to redefine what government is and take it away as something that can be a positive thing in people's lives. That is how I would phrase it. So
jeez.
What about cats in technology can swat that into the air, pounce on it, eat it, digest it.
Yeah.
And
pull it under a bed.
Put it in a box.
First of all, this cat has gotten bored with all of the cables in the plastic bag and just fell asleep inside a shirt I bought at Target. So the cat is done. But did you see the solar eclipse yesterday, Storm?
Sort of. That's actually, I'm not a person who believes in regret.
Uh-huh.
That is, it's not useful. And I don't generally regret things. I do regret not making plans to go see the totality.
Well, you got 2024. It's coming very soon.
Oh, so. Believe you me, that is very much on my radar map.
Okay.
But I have a number of friends who did see it, and it sounds like it was an incredible and moving experience. Were you at a totality spot?
We were, yeah. We drove down to a sculpture park where the totality happened, and the wackiest part of it, other than it getting dark in the middle of the day, was that as soon as it did get dark, the bugs, I guess, were they cicadas? Just started freaking out, like, is it sunset? I'm confused.
Wow.
Which was really cool. But I looked up some legends having to do with eclipses, because the other thing as we were experiencing it happening was, you know, if we didn't know what was happening, this would be a real confusing thing. You know, the sun mm-hmm. just kind of being blotted out. I wanted to tell you a few things that people have explained the eclipse with in the past. You ready?
I'm very interested, yes.
In Vietnam, a frog or a toad eats the moon or the sun. That's what that that is an explanation. The Vikings saw a pair of sky wolves chasing the sun or moon. When one of the wolves caught either of the shining orbs, an eclipse would result. It's kind of like a game of fetch. Weird celestial game of fetch. And then there are folks who, let's see, this is part of the Indigenous Education Institute, said that there were traditions where people would make, would play drums or make loud noises to keep, get away the thing that was swallowing the sun, like to scare it away.
Yeah, sure.
And it apparently always works.
Clearly. I mean, the sun still there. I mean, for half the day.
Yeah, it was there for a long time. I like there's a, there was apparently a guy at Griffith Observatory who dresses like a wizard and makes everybody chase away what's ever eating the moon or the sun, which is really great.
You know what? Who's to say they're not right? I mean, besides science and you know, observations and measurements and all that stuff. But apart from all that, who's to say that they're wrong? Maybe that. Maybe that's the truth. It might not be the facts.
Legends are fun. Legends are fun. Why not? All right. You got one more block of news. Let's do it.
Yeah. It's less a block of news. Sure, it is. It's titled General Havoc.
Oh, gosh.
And it's not as bad. Quite as bad as it seems. The general stands for the Trumpster's little Afghanistan speech yesterday. It seems to be signaling that he wants to at least appear to be... Try to shift the focus from this race war that he's starting to say, no, you know, the government is about keeping us safe, and that means going to Afghanistan. And it's pretty clear that he is very much influenced by the generals around him. And that's kind of the big question, is what is happening there? Is this a case where the generals are doing what they have to do to keep things from getting truly wacky? Or is this transmuting into another kind of government, which I do not believe to be the case? And this ties in with the things happening with the Mueller probe. Remember, that is still swinging above all of our heads, most especially Trump's. And when it lands, who knows what happens? I think some pretty awesome music is going to play. That's just my opinion. And, of course, the last thing isn't news yet. It is by when most of y'all are hearing this, which is Trump giving a speech in Arizona, at which he may or may not pardon Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who is one of the greater forces of racism in the country today.
Oh, geez.
So that a lot of this may be not moot, but shunted aside by everybody running around going, "I can't believe it," when, you know what, folks, we should believe it at this point.
Yeah.
So that's what I got for news. Is there technology or kittens or both in
The cat
in the drawer there
is awake again, and the cat would like us to know that he loves us, and he's excited for you to see the eclipse in 2024, and that even the most mundane things in the world can be interesting if they make a little bit of a crinkling noise. So,
darn, I love you too, kitten. That's that's beautiful.
I'm pretty sure this is tumbleweed, and tumbleweed is very soft.
Tumbleweed. That cat's got all you need. Don't record that.
He likes the song.
Okay.
Yeah. He's into it.
That's nice then. Then never mind. Go ahead. Go ahead, world.
Okay.
Just propagate that. I have some serving suggestions.
Oh, right. Let's do it.
The do part of this. And again, thank you to the Pat Rothfuss's activism newsletter, from which I drew these items. One is something that we've talked about a lot, and it is good to do, which is to continue to educate yourself, be aware of what's out there. And a great place right now, as ever, is the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they have a campus guide to countering the alt-right. And they have a lot of resources for this discussion that's going on. There are literally people on Fox News, among other places, defending slavery. And, you know, that we have to go to the basics and say why that's bad. But go to Southern Poverty Law Center. You can find out more about that and how we can all help.
Awesome.
Another one, which is can help people very directly, is that the ACA enrollment period, Obamacare, healthcare, whatever it is at this point, it's a very short window, 45 days. And it's almost certain that the administration is going to do nada, bubkis, nothing to promote that. So it's really on all of us. And we can put the link up. The Post has a great article about it. But there are things that that we can all do to make sure people are aware of when that deadline is, because that is people's lives, and awareness can make a big, big difference.
Yeah.
Two more quickies.
Yeah.
Town halls. Well, if you are somewhere where you can make some noise in person and let your reps know what's on your mind, that's a great thing to do. And then the final one comes from a tweet from someone that we've been Twitter friends with for, I think, since we've been on Twitter. Goes by the handle Soul Brother. That's S-E-O-U-L, brother.
Got it.
And I'll just read the first tweet in this little stream that he did, which is, quote, "White people, I need you to do me a favor. When we pass in the street, say hi or give a nod, something that lets me know you're down." And of course, there are a lot of ins and outs to it that he gets into in this thread. But I think there are a lot of folks, a lot of us who are very much exposed right now. But this tweet really caught me, and it's something that you might take for granted if you are white, if you are simply not a person of color, if you are privileged, that you might not notice that there are people of color around you who maybe don't know that are you someone who is nodding their head when they're hearing the president say effectively that white supremacy is cool, Nazis are all right. Or are you someone that really isn't cool with it? So still sorting through it in my own mind how to do it in a way that's not that creepy and weird.
Yeah.
But to think about that and how in public spaces we can acknowledge each other in a way that will help. So that's
cool.
Where I'll leave that. Yeah.
I like it.
So there's stuff we can do. There's stuff we can do.
Awesome. So what do we do? We'll tell you. Well, thank you, Storm, for doing a turbo episode with me. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I want to thank, before we go, Clara Kelly drew us a dog. I don't know if you remember. We asked people to draw some cartoon dogs. Her dog, she says, looks like Ralph, the dog from The Muppets. He looks like a dog who really wants to be friends. And I am a big fan of this dog. We also got a dog from Shell H., Ruby Gloom IRL on Twitter, which also looks like a friendly dog that maybe has a secret. So I'm jazzed about that. Thank you for your pictures of dogs. And thank you to Lena and Kendra also for talking to us on the Twitters. We love that. It's very cool.
Yes, all dogs and people that do that have chairs in our special command center.
Yes. So and that special command center has lots of adopted dogs that Mrs. Storm brought. Or a lot of adopted cats. Mrs. Storm is definitely
there, gay. There's no end to the animals that we would haven given the opportunity.
It's mostly animals.
Awesome. Mostly animals.
All right, I got to run. Thank you so much, everybody, and thank you, Storm, and blessings to all of you. Please come up with your own eclipse myths, because I think eclipse myths are fun. Figure out what's eating the sun, and then we'll all talk about it in 2024 when we're all hanging out together in our cat bunker.
That's right. See you there.
See you there, everybody.